Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never. Understand. understand the importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats, and we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attacks. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all to show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines do in 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'll be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Smiling faces and aging provocateurs. Prison tours, lack of a community space, in other words, a motherfucking base. Distinguishing from simple mistakes of that which is being orchestrated by the state.
We are all. We are all.
Saints and slander to questionable motherfuckers just popping up randomly to false flagging ass Panthers.
Sometimes, oftentimes, at times,
COINTELPRO and Negroes. Prices being placed in our heads by motherfuckers with a whole bunch of money, and nothing more would make theirs and those that they work for a day. Stupid shit to opportunists and revisionists. Being financially fucked up to being tired of this battle, but still covering the expressions of it.
We don't want
love with our black apple hats and cups.
We ain't got hands, we got paws.
Sometimes, oftentimes, and at times. You know, sometimes when I ride, deep down inside, in my heart as well as in my mind, while keeping confidence within the cubs and the community alike, and maintaining that historical Panther pride, I say, shit, the sons of anarchy ain't even had to deal with the shit that the cubs had to cope with.
Satisfied. So we have done a lot. We're going to do a lot. You know what I'm saying? We have done a lot with limited resources. And I say we ain't ego tripping. You know what I'm saying? We ain't stroking our coat. We talking about we God to the people. Again, we talking about the people. So again, without you, our work is impossible. Without you, we cannot save the half an ounce. Without you, we cannot have the triple C. Without you, we cannot conduct the triple S's, the straight street sessions. Without you, we cannot implement have the one prisoner, one contact campaign. Without you, we cannot mobilize down in New Orleans. Aid us as our people, you know what I'm saying, in response to Hurricane America, what many people incorrectly refer to as Hurricane Katrina. We cannot have the Black Panther Party Club, Black Cross campaign under the spirit of Marcus Garvey's Black Cross. You know what I'm saying? Without you, we cannot hold these artists accountable, you know what I'm saying, with the code of conduct. You know what I'm saying? Without you, we can't do what we do. Without you, we cannot do what we do, y'all. Real talk. So let's continue to make history. Let's continue to take history. Let's continue to tape history. Y'all call in with some comments or, you know, some input you may have, what have you. Deadly, I see you. Sylvester, I see you. Edgar, I see you right on. Again, we can reach the area code 708-223-8953. Also 929-477-3785. Making history, taking history, and taping history. That's what it is. Red in the building. I see y'all. Any questions or comments you want to put forward? You know what I'm saying? This Triple C Saturday. Make your way out to Gary, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Triple C's. Make your way out. You know what I'm saying? I think we got Minnesota. I don't think we have forces out there. I'll give follow confirmation on that. Make your way out. You know what I'm saying? To Dayton, to Maywood, to the Hampton House. Make your way out to the second line, New Orleans, Louisiana. The second line tomorrow, but we got Triple C's going on today in New Orleans, Louisiana. Make your way out to the favelas in Brazil. Make your way out to Saint Denis in France. You know what I'm saying? A place where the largest populace of African people in Europe is at in France. Brazil, the place, the largest populace of African people in the diaspora, you know what I'm saying, outside of Africa. You know what I'm saying? Chicago, Chirac, which at one time in recent history was a large per capita, the largest population of black folks, you know what I'm saying, in Cook County. That number is dwindling. And that's a euphemism, say dwindling. Make it politically plain, we being wiped out, you know what I'm saying, directly, indirectly. We've been wiped out by Chicago Public Schools, IDOC, Illinois Department of Corrections. You know, so we stressed the war tactics, you know, dismantling communication, transportation, all of that. So the increased taxes, all of this is not about half a stand. The deal is, a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, our denial. One of our moves is to heighten the contradictions, you know what I'm saying, so we can have some clarity, you know what I'm saying, for even Alcoholics Anonymous said the first step in addressing the problem, and we all can agree we got some problems. But to address the problem, recognize we have a problem, let's be clear on that, y'all. Any callers in queue? Any questions or something you want to mention? You want to touch on? Type it in. Real talk. Open mics. Every Thursday.
There are no callers in queue, Chairman. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please. One. Fremont
Chairman, on another post about voting and the difference in those that fight for the interests of the people versus the state, who speak on the importance of us fighting for our own interests in all terms. Distinguish electoral politics from politics. We distinguish electoral politics from politics. I guess the name of terms is electoral politics is the process of engaging in the voting process. Somebody say it represents plantation politics, but in politics, politics is the color of the chain phrase. What the chain phrase say, even the wrapping on bread. Politics is food, clothing, and shelter, survival needs. How it's distributed, how you see it being distributed, how you prioritize was what. In other words. In New Orleans, Louisiana, after Hurricane America, what we call Hurricane Katrina, how the black community was targeted, you know what I'm saying, locked up. You know, for the states that they were looting, they were taking food out of stores. how you assess that. It's political. The food is political. How it's distributed. How you relate to terms like riot as opposed to rebellion. You know what I'm saying? This is political. And Lenin has said, we define situations as how you view the state and how the state views you. How you view the state, how the state views you. That's, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times people, they assess certain dynamics as well. This person is a certain astrological sign, or this person is come from a certain area. But the politics, is, at the end of the day, that's a defining factor. And many people acknowledge politics, you know what I'm saying, when the state gives them the go-ahead or gives them the green light and say, okay, now you can engage in this conversation. So I can imagine during the era of the Civil War, when there was, conflict between different forces in the U.S., north and the south, you can imagine that people started having different type of conversations, like, even weaponry, some of the gun. And because the state had given the go-ahead to engage in this conversation, you recall that even former U.S. President George Bush Sr., the U.S. aggression on Iraq. You had people in the community saying terms like no-fly zone, so on and so forth, and, just even related to some sort of political assessment. And the deal is the state had given them the go-ahead. So, like, even during electoral political season, people are summing up there. They're screaming. They will say, okay, the police are extra hard. They're locking people up. This is in regards to, people make sure that if this so happens, it's a foolproof move to keep the facade of one man slash woman vote. Keep the facade of a democracy. The people have a say so in the system. That say, okay, let's make sure we do sweeps. Notice all the time before election time, the amount of sweeps and the people getting locked up before election time. Also inclusive of that is, in particular, Chicago. The machine, everything from the contradiction with the voting machines. It's been recent discussion now about even Russia. You know what I'm saying? People talking about that now because, not information comes out when there's a battle amongst gangsters or a battle amongst the ruling class. So with Trump and the Clinton administration, people are talking about the profiling that, the Russian operatives, the idea on Facebook and other forms of social media. They're talking about who control the voting boosters, in various locales. These are contradictions and dynamics that, that happen to the black community in particular on a consistent basis. However, it's not never acknowledged. Like, even in Egypt, when there were different uprisings, people acknowledged the whole political significance of social media. How certain things were done, triggered certain individuals, certain organizations were created bogusly, certain profiles were created, However, when it comes to our community, our people can't see the role of social media. They can't see the politics of what's going on in our community. So, again, everything is political, words, terms, fashion, and we're struggling. To get that type of conversation out there so we can at least, because I can at least sum it up in a reactionary way, or don't even sum it up, so we get an incorrect assessment, it's just the way it is, as opposed to utilizing such philosophical tools as dialectical materialism, which acknowledges that I am impacted by your actions and vice versa. Nothing exists in the vacuum. People say, well, that's the way I see it. It is subjective sentiments as opposed to relating. No, you're part of a community. Like, this is, as we say many times, the old African adage, which says, what's good for the family may not necessarily be good for the community, but what's good for the community is good for the family. And this acknowledges a bigger dynamic or something. As opposed, like, this is a it causes all in the class contradiction. A characteristic of the bourgeoisie as well as the petty bourgeoisie is to see the world. See them outside, and their decisions can be detached from this entity, as opposed to I'm part of a city. Even if I don't even see this or if I don't know this law, I'm impacted by it and vice versa. So again, led to a politics, and not, we don't dismiss it in absolutes. Really, it may have been a tool to grab the people's attention, a certain venue to use it to have a certain conversation. And for the people, we're willing to engage in different dynamics. But let's not get it twisted and make this a sort of end all panacea, some all so cure all for our community, for our people. You have, you know, I recall some years back what Common had said something to the effect that, you know, like hip hop is now the movement, the revolution. This is how we're gonna become free hip hop, and this is a class arrogance and a reactionary assessment. Negating that this is not the first time we've had such, you know, phenomena in the music industry. I mean, we had hip, bebop, blues, all that different dynamics. And but again, all these dynamics were political, and they recognized it when they started seeing certain forces have certain forces in unity. Billie Holiday, you know, saying the cases that she got, so on and so forth. So our thing is the struggle that we can come to grips with, that everything is political, so it can be second nature to the type of conversations that we have. We hear certain, you know what I'm saying, when people, it's a different dynamic with Frank Lucas as opposed to a Bumpy Johnson, you know what I'm saying? Politics also is inclusive, time and location, like real estate, where a person does something, where they engage at, so on and so forth. So if I was clear, y'all, we giving the live and direct, and ain't cutting no corners, y'all. Curls ain't cutting no corners. We moving and grooving, y'all, here on Intellectual Radio, here on Triple C Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? 929-477-3785, as well as hit us up at 708-223-8953. That's what it is, y'all. Press 1 when you call in also. Any other call? Any other comments or calls or questions, you know what I'm saying? Feel free. Come on in with us. Cub on in with us, y'all. Come on in with us, come on in with us, y'all. Any updates you might want to give, and then you might want to tell us that, no, well, listen, I'm coming through the Hampton House. I'm pushing it. You might, you know, so give us an update how you tweeted Lupe Fiasco and call the questions. And where is it? You know, so what you got on this here? Call the questions, all these different artists in Chicago, and say, man, what's the fight to save the Hampton House? Call the question. Let's combat liberalism, y'all. Why is our first point of contact with various politics and or people so crucial to how we form an opinion on what line we ultimately have? Free them all. Right on. Excellent question. Excellent question. Our first point of contact, let me premise with this. Children are subjective, you know, as well as many adults. And we all have a bit of subjectivity within us. And I say subjective, we're talking about which is to dismiss the objective conditions, objective realities. In other words, you ask the average child who their parent is, and say, well, that's my, and listen to the wording of, that's my mother. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's my father. And many of them, it's an inability to recognize that you're someone else, that you're your grandmother's son, or your grandfather's daughter, or that you're, you know what I'm saying, that you operate in some other capacity. Like, you can listen to children. You gotta go to work. What do you mean? You know what I'm saying? And, like, even a lot of children learn their parents, you know what I'm saying, more about them through, you know, outside contact. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know daddy did that. I didn't know mom was, you know what I'm saying? Because child, due to lack of experiences. And I think the lack of experiences, that's, again, you see, some people go through, like in this one, the characters of a petty bourgeoisie experience or lack of experience, where you're not forced to grant, you know, have certain conversations, so on and so forth. But that first contact, it impacts you, you know what I'm saying? And again, it can be invented, and on the plantations, the breaking of African men, women, and children, the breaking of a people. Many times, you know what I'm saying, a certain position was taken that you can break one generation and they will pass it down on and on. Like, so we speak about, you can meet certain people and you say, well, what's your logic? What's your reasoning for, you know, saying, your disdain for men, your disdain for women? And I said, it's passed down, going, you know, unchecked, unchallenged. No opportunity to have any therapy to have that discussion. That's something that our people in particular, we're told to suck it in and keep moving. So a lot of times it can be passed down. And a lot of times, there's certain dynamics and certain situations we have to grasp on to that may have sufficed, or, you know what I'm saying, we may have needed for that particular time, but I was dealing with the absolutes. You know what I'm saying? You know, whether it be substance or food or what have you, there's certain things that in our community that you have to grasp on to. The church may have done a certain purpose in our community, but I think we deal with the absolutes. Funny phrase, I see my brother come touch down with a real talk. I go so far as to say even with children, a parent has a number of different children. It's different dynamics with the child. You say, well, not all about the same. You have to go back and look at a number of different things, a number of different ingredients. One, and I'm not saying this is not the number of importance, where were you at in your particular life at that time? You know what I'm saying? You and a child, you can say, well, I changed. But a child, that first contact, that initial contact, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, and the more deep it was, the more of a hard-hitting contradiction people have to be faced with, you know what I'm saying? Even I think the Catholic Church, they have an assessment. They say, well, you can impact a person pretty much on their first ages 3 to 7 years old. You follow what I'm saying? And you know, I think about like people we grew up with. You know what I'm saying? And certain people you tell me about who I haven't seen in years. You can say certain things. I can see that with that person. You know what I'm saying? Brother Debo got one of his songs where Debo says, that's Porter. I see the bit of my brother right on. We him on. Debo, one of his songs, he says, in school, growing up, I should have known what you was on. He wanted to be a vice lord chief, and the guy wanted to be a police chief. So you can go look at certain situations, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, man, that's not too far-fetched. I haven't seen the person in 15 years, but you can look back and say, oh, that dude was this all the time anyway. Or she was just, you know, I can see that happening. So that's at first, again, and we should really struggle to be cognizant of that contradiction. Again, I recall, you know, man, like many people in my age growing up, this is the Richard Pryor record, Sneaky, this is the Richard Pryor record, so on and so forth. You have a generation right now where children, ain't no going outside, you know what I'm saying? And you know, ain't no, human interaction, you know what I'm saying, people, you know, like you see that, like, on one hand, we can say it's beautiful how these children deal with technology, you know what I'm saying, how they pick up on it. You know what I'm saying? It's dismissal of any sort of fear factor. Side Porter, I need you on deck. I need you to come on through the Hampton House. I need y'all support. We trying to get a studio built over there. You know, so we trying to make it happen. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how long we got with this here. So I need you on deck, Side Porter. You know what I'm saying? Get the word out. We need studio equipment. We need y'all energy over there. Don is in the building. Take your time. Put it out there with Black People, Black Power. I hear you, Don. Y'all Dirk in the building. Real talk. Right on. Yeah, we got legends tuning in. We got living legends tuning in. You know what I'm saying? I'll be remiss if I don't just, again, clinch this salute to Brother Melvin Dixon of the Black Panther Party. Transition this past yesterday, day before yesterday, Oakland, California. Melvin Dixon, you know, Black Panther Party, y'all, again, it's an honor to be the walk, not in their footsteps, but their Paul steps, their Panther Paul steps. And, you know, it's a number of forces we really, you know, just want to, again, commend for the stance that they took and the stance they continue to take. So, again, Melvin Dixon, clinch this salute. We need to keep y'all updated on any services, memorial service they have for them. So, let's keep cognizant of that. That's what it is. Matter of fact, man, if you come through the day or whatever, we want to record a piece, Save the Hampton House song. We want to get that done. And y'all, listen, y'all, they can't. They will set the couple of the house on the 23rd, past Tuesday, to put it up for auction. We don't know what's pending, and we're dealing with a lot of situations right now. So we battling it on the outside, the inside, you name it. You know, forces have been coming in from all over the country. You know what I'm saying? Stop, drop, and roll. We got, you know, people come, you know, comrades and support forces, and stop what they're doing. Say, how can we come in and aid us this? So we want to get that studio piece done ASAP. And let me see. Right on. Let me read this whole comment. I'll see you going. I read it right. I'm right on. We tend to look at the concept of social engineering as being exclusively reactionary, but revolutionary science requires us to develop this science for the benefit of the masses. We tend to look at the concept of social engineering. Let's go with that. Social engineering. Let's rap about that. That social engineering. This, you know, right on. We tend to look at the concept of social engineering as being exclusively reactionary. Jump in with me on sales if I'm going in the wrong direction with you on this. Let me say right on. A lot of times, we look at, you know, different dynamics in our community. You know, so we dismiss the type of songs that are played to us, when the songs are played to us, type of images that we enforce. And we just, these children just messed up now. You know, they just, these boys, they just, all of a sudden, they're messed up. These girls are messed up. And so that, and we, it's a reactionary assessment. But even with animals, there's more of objective analysis, more of a, it's more democratic space, it's more of a space to even have that type of objective discussion. In other words, it's, you look at the animal channel, and you'll hear different discussions. They would distinguish the German Rottweiler from the American Rottweiler, and the conversation never is dismissive of conditions. You know what I'm saying? You look at the different type of polar bears, and you look at the different dynamics of, you know, how it affects you physically. You know what I'm saying? That's long before we go into the entrails of the social, emotional. You know what I'm saying? The impact, how it affects you, how it affects you. They go, other entities, it's acknowledged that this is what happened. This is why certain communities were removed, or they left, because you had this policy come in place. You had this type of propaganda machine in place. And but you know what I'm saying? This is why the violence is happening in schools and white community. However, with our communities, as I just pointed out, it's this reactionary assessment, dismissing social engineering, dismissing the type of video games that we're given. I mean, just take a chance, just take a breath and go look at some of the video games that you can recall the name of a couple of them, but just, and you can, and then even when it's brought out, when it's raised up, it's an arrogance. Well, you know, they should be able to just deal with that. I mean, as me and Brother Quabbler were just talking yesterday at the Hampton House, and like even some of the songs, we adults. I mean, we're grown. And some of the songs, and I'm using that term loosely, how it still, you know what I'm saying, once you hear it, it sticks with us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, impacted by it. It's stuff that you can say, well, I can't believe that you would be repeating that today, but the whole, it's not a question of good and bad. You have to be able to distinguish the subconscious from the conscious. Like, there are certain, in other words, there are certain dynamics that we be honest with nobody else but ourselves. We be honest with no one else but ourselves. It's like, well, I think it was Shakespeare that said, to thine own self be true. To thine own self be true. It's like a certain, like you, so I said, you know, guys, man, who was that? Who was that lady? What, you know, and there's no problem. It's not, it's okay, it's initial attraction, but it's the subconscious, conscious checks it. We say, oh, that's such and such your cousin. That's such and such, you know, how old is she? The checking gauge. But so we are told, I believe one of them, I'd say reasons, but one of the, I go reasons, is because a lot of times when you're depleted, when you're deprived of something, so you make up a complex, the hole, that tender spot. In other words, like a fog in the jungle, you know what I'm saying? And because of this lack of size, or, you know, girth, it blows up, it goes overboard, you know what I'm saying? And which can be detrimental, in some cases, it can be a defense mechanism. It can keep you, rest some people away. However, also, it can bring attention to you. A lot of times, reactionaries, you go overboard, it brings attention to something. That must be a weak spot. So a lot of times, we'll say, like, we'll go overboard, we'll say certain, you know, we'll push out certain lines, we'll go overboard when it's pushing the line. However, it brings attention to, wait a minute, that's like if we go overboard and we have some sort of control over our conscious and subconscious, and we have discussions like black on black violence. We have discussions like the children just do it, like they're on their own just doing this. We have discussions like we just say it, like, you know, you have to, it's in the house, it's upon the household, what happened. And no, and that's ironic, because out of all communities, we should be the ones, and not, wait a minute, have you seen the toxic that's in our community? Have you got up in the morning? Have you heard these propaganda bombs? Have you listened to these songs by Nicki Minaj and Fake? And you wonder why there's a disdain for ourselves? And people say, well, regardless, whatever the music say, you still supposed to have parents to go against that. You cannot walk in one sentence, acknowledge the amount of babies that were conceived that can be tied to Earth, Wind, and Fire songs. You know what I'm saying? That the mood that was set. You acknowledge that, but at the same time, you say you don't you're dismissive about the role of these present day propaganda bombs play in our community. Real talk. Oh, it's long. it's long. Free them all. Free them all. Why y'all? All the work being put in on the Save the Hampton House campaign. Right on. Right on. We love the support. We love the people aiming to get this word out, too. Let me put this back up. Oh, yeah. I truly love the, stop. I truly love the work of the BPPC with our children. I have a question. Is the political education platform for the Triple C's program, Sam, you got on glasses, still having issues. The Triple C's program, the political education platform for the Triple C's program, the BPP 10-point platform as well, or the African Anti-Terrorism Bill. We need more political education curriculum for our children, so I give thanks. Okay, no, not them now. Let's go up. Thanks for your service to our community. How does one start and implement the Triple C political education program in their city? Would love to use the curriculum in my classroom. Well, all power to the people. Right on. Free them all. Fire y'all. Good question. We've been prolonging on reissuing our 10-point platform for the Black Panther Party clubs. Ironically, that you asked this question, because the deal is one of the dynamics that we wanted to add in with the Black Panther Party, the Black Panther Party 10-point platform, and what you say is still relevant. It's still revolutionary, However, the Black Panther Party had grew to have international chapters. That's one dynamic that we want to officially acknowledge. I'm saying, ironic that you asked this question, you know, saying your whole familiarity with the whole dynamic, you know, saying at home in particular, just the importance of international politics and making that connection from the Congo to Chicago. So that's one dynamic that we in the process of tweaking about with the Black Panther Party Colors platform. That's the second part of the question. It's inclusive. We're in the process just now. We're reviewing and giving okay to lots of different updates for the youth troops with the PU, the political education questionnaires, so on and so forth. But we have been taking a combination of different dynamics and utilizing, in particular, the Free Them All radios on Wednesday. For the PE, for people education, and let me give a little background so people can grasp on some of the significance of what you your inquiry. One of Chairman Fred's discussion regarding a piece where he was back and forth with his organization, they said, what about they got this credit union, which seems real good. It's, you know, the credit union, people go borrow money. But Chairman Fred said, a person has to go through 6 weeks of political education before they even can consider themselves a member of the Black Panther Party. And that's something that a lot of people try to negate. They just say, okay, guns, leather jackets. But mind you, Minister Dewey P. Newton said that we must even politicize the gun. And this is something that a lot of times we take for granted, myself included. We will take for granted that political education is there. You know what I'm saying? And I said, because people were say certain terms, and it might be certain parts of it, like a date. So I say everything was great. You know what I'm saying? This man, the guy, the label, whatever the case may be, everything was good. Everything worked out. We had lost the good moments, but if this was the major dynamic, they done this, that, for the whole thing. The political education, that's the core of, that's the essence of it. You know, people, even to the point. At our headquarters, before I got locked up, we had Chairman Fred Anthony Ruler House on 54th and Halston. We had to even go through a whole dynamic about the security. The LCD was like, well, Chairman, why are you stressing this to them? Why are you saying they have to have a political, some unity in political education? And I said, even the way we research is political. We don't engage in dogma or elitism. the way we relate to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, even we were taking two different forces from different respective organizations. We would win them all. They would start coming. They would work the doors. They can get resources. A lot of people be like, call me, what time to do to get out? Call, I don't know about the money. Without the political education. Now, mind you, there are certain people on need-to-know basis, but that's even political. That's, like I'll just go into a whole other conversation, but it's inclusive. I've met people that were in a party, and you know, and you talk to them, you're like, why didn't they know this? How didn't they know that? We have to remind you that that's even, like, even we have to value this political education also, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of times when this dispense is thrown out, and certain people can, don't blame yourself because you think you're saying certain things and people are not grasping certain dynamics. Because we have to understand what Chairman Mao Zedong said, that a bourgeoisie characteristic is to believe that everything that happens good is because of you, everything that happens bad is because of you. You know what I'm saying? So that's when we're talking to people, we're negating, you know, who are we talking to? Negating their geographical location, you know what I'm saying? Negating their conditions, or negating their lack of conditions, you know what I'm saying? It's a foreign language. It's something that if they wanted to, they cannot relate. You know what I'm saying? I strategically, for certain forces, I talked to Colin Kaepernick for 2 hours. For 2 hours. I was never under the impression that it was nothing, some magic elixir that he can relate to the condition that we were going through in Inglewood. It's a foreign language, you know what I'm saying, for him to see. You know what I'm saying? The conditions that were going out, and a lot of times you have these conversations with the wrong people at the wrong time, they can lose respect for us, because in the back of their mind, like, you just talking. Like Richard Pryor, comedian James Richard Pryor made a joke about it one time. He said, white people be like, I don't believe the police is killing black people like that. And a lot of people think it's like this, white people just, they bad. A lot of them, they really cannot believe that. You go to some of their communities and see how the police deal with them. You'll be like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? And not only in the white community, it's some black people. So, you know what I'm saying? They really cannot relate. It's stuff that to this day, Bill Cosby still hold on to. You know what I'm saying? And it's due to some situation in their life or lack of situation. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I'm saying, it could be, you know what I'm saying, the time of his childhood with the pudding pops, Jell-O pudding pops, you know what I'm saying, how did it impact it, you know what I'm saying, politically for life. You know what I'm saying? And if they know, they can embed a certain dynamic in you. I mean, like people, O.J. Simpson. They knew as a child in San Francisco, you know what I'm saying, you know how you can, you know what I'm saying? So you can set the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying, and you have to assess different situations. This may be a revolutionary leap for this person, but then it might not be a revolutionary leap for this person. So you have to constantly, on a case-by-case, assessing situations. And maybe you have to see the time when, like, even in this campaign, the Hampton House, say the Hampton House, time and location, all of that, right before election time, you know, similar to the fight to get the street behind the Chairman Fred. We put it out, you know what I'm saying? We were able to, people can hear certain dynamics. It can come through certain venues. You know, if you say, now they say, well, man, that's good. His son doing, I just think, I just was born yesterday. They I know we had a son, and they believe, this is my first day. Like, we did an interview the other day, myself, Minister of Finance, we did a cable access show, and we leave it out. This guy named McGraw, the McGraw Report or something. He said, you know, could you tell him to come in? And his whole class, arrogance. You know, and I asked him, say, you know, what is your show talking about? He wouldn't even look at me. You know, since we got to do this, we're on the show, and you know, and then we do the show. I was on the show. He said, man, he said, yeah, that was good. He said, you did good for your first time, you know, on TV. You know, and this is the collect. Now, like, they don't have to. He seen the NBC special. People after Siri and Google told him something. He was like, whoa! Now, I could have talked to him blue in the face. You know what I'm saying? Because the class arrogance. He could even see me before, and people come to me before, like, I now remember you. You know, I remember certain situations. You know what I'm saying? One guy was locked up with me one time. He said, he never heard about this. I said, where you from? You on the streets. He said, 53rd Indiana. I said, you remember that big white building across the street that had that big spray paint that Free Fred happened to you? He said, man, I never really paid no attention to that. But now at the time we were having a discussion, he was in Stateville with a 75-year sentence. His conscience, his political pores were open. The time, you know, sad to say, the time was ripe for the conversation. So, you know what I'm saying? So, again, different situations in our life, you know what I'm saying? You go ask them, when do people open up, you know what I'm saying? But, again, at the minimum of respect for the city. And sometimes, by not even having a conversation with certain people, that garners that respect. But if you're just going around dismissing it, going around, there's dirt under these claws. There's blood under these claws. There's cement. There's jail time. There's, you know what I'm saying, broke, there's bad relationships, there's hurt feelings, all this stuff. And don't, because we don't run around, you don't see it, you don't think it exists. Just because we make it look easy don't mean it's easy. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of people say, okay, well, what school did you go to? Come from the cloth of Malcolm X. Malcolm X, I learned American history through his ghettos and prisons. We got the, you know what I'm saying, an unedited version of how this stuff goes. We have law degrees. Oh, yeah, what school? Did you go to Kent Law School? No, Cook County Concentration Camp, 7th District Police Station, Stateville, Deathville, yes. Yeah, just some of our degrees, yeah. And if I was late for class, those are serious repercussions. So these are the different dynamics that, you know what I'm saying, that come with us, and you start just dismissing and throwing it out to people who cannot even relate. It can be premature, and it devalues it. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, even with weaponry. If you keep on shooting the trigger without no bullets in it, you dull the firing pin. Again, you dull the firing pin. You dull the political education struggle with certain forces. You know what I'm saying? It's premature to them, no frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? So Marcus Garvey said that when all else fails to organize the people, conditions will. When all else fails to organize the people, conditions will. So our thing is to be consistent, heighten the contradictions. You know what I'm saying? Again, because there's certain things I tell people, I say, a lot of times the best way black folks learn something is through black folks, through white folks telling them, or them telling themselves. We are heightening the contradictions. They be like, you know what? I mean, I had people tell me recently, Jeremy, you know what would be a good idea? A museum over here. So our staff, they'll be laughing. And, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And this, they can't hear it. You know what I'm saying? This is the stuff we talk about all the time. You know what I'm saying? People, the free breakfast program, people go to school like, man, that's something. The school's giving out free lunch. You know, being a conversation, they can hear it now. You know the Black Panther Party at the free breakfast program? What? You know what? I was going down there myself. And they'd be directly there. They'd be right there. But that cartilage, that bone, it's hard for a lot of people to listen to break past that because, again, we still adhere to, a lot of us still adhere to the white folks' ice is cold and black folks' ice. And don't knock yourself. Because, again, you with a person, their first contact is a camera initially put the question. They people will hold on to that. And a lot of people are subjected by their parents in particular. You listen to people, they say, what's my mama said? That's the school that my daddy went to. That's my grandmama's church. And so it's like you have to take a political scalpel, and you're trying to get that colonial cancer, but you can't get to that colonial cancer because you have people defending it, holding on to it, and just it's mine. Who's that? It's my pain. It's my master. It's my, you know what I'm saying? That's my prison. That's my police station. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's my city. That's my mayor. You know what I'm saying? Who has been deprived of everything else? All of you trying to give them, you're trying to aid the system for freedom. They're holding on to it, you know what I'm saying? It's subjectively. And their first concept, whether, you know what I'm saying? My father wanted nothing. Well, my mama wanted nothing. And they're holding that, they're putting that for the blanket of the whole people with that. Not a whole, notice I said a whole people. They're inconsistent when it comes to white folks now. You know what I'm saying? Because somehow, like this lady on the radio show, she was talking, and she was saying this whole attack on Larry Hoover. Who's chairman of formerly Gangsta Disciples that go for development. Many of y'all just got hip to him when Kanye West said it. Many of y'all just heard his name, nine of you, that we've been talking about this campaign for quite some time. But now many people can grasp on to it, and they have arrogance, like he just got locked up. Right? Because they just found out about it through Kanye West. That tells us, this dude, you know what I'm saying, that tells you right there, the sad stage in the game. But it's a sad reality, however, it's a reality all the same. So we deal with the real world. Now, you know, we on the process of Kanye West supposed to stop at a Hampton out. Oh, man, what you mean? Kanye West, you know, we deal with the real world. We know some people going to hear about saving the Hampton out when they come to him stopping by there. We the one that got Kanye West to this about George Bush, not like the black people in response to Hurricane America. So that's what we got to do. So it's organizing. Sometimes I tell people we got to deal with some different type of situations to keep our eyes on the prize and get to that goal. And our goal is self-determination, y'all. We're going to come on out with y'all. I want y'all to check back in with us, y'all. Y'all check back in with us. We need y'all support. You know what I'm saying? Again, Black Panther Party Club needs y'all support. Y'all just save the Hampton House. .org. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse. PayPal.me/SaveTheHamptonHouse. come by the house, they'll send support. They try to take us up. Clown, I need to see you, my brother. I need to come back Friday. Let me hit me up. Let me know if I need to come through Monday. You know, so we need support, y'all. We need support. Let's not let this slip out our hands, y'all. Again, it's bigger than the building. It's more significant than the structure. It's bigger than the building, and it's more significant than the structure. You know what I'm saying? Call the question. Wrap it up, y'all. Again, same time, same station, y'all. Come on out today to the Hampton House. Triple C's, 804 South 17th Avenue, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history, y'all. Save the Hampton House. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate y'all.